Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, Detroit might just be sitting at 500 after 2 weeks, but one Lions legend, not worried at all.
The last time I checked, the NFC North title is in Detroit, and our guys ain't going to just give it away. So it's literally Detroit versus everybody.
Robert Porsche is here to remind you that this is not the only bright spot in Lions lore. Plus, more bad news on the injury front for a pair of NFC North teams, and what did Dan Campbell have to say about Marcus Davenport's status today? All that and more right now.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's fall in Detroit, best time of the year for sports. It means a football frenzy, baseball drama, non-stop content, and fans losing their minds.
Lions, Tigers, Wolverines, Spartans, if it matters in Detroit sports, the Valenti and Rico Show is all over it, breaking it down with insight and attitude.
Big games, bigger opinions, the NFL blitz, the picks, storylines, all the chaos in Michigan and Michigan State and college football.
Smart takes, real talk, no fluff, just the truth.
Catch the Valenti Show with Rico anytime, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
How about this to start? Jared Goff, NFC North Player of the Week. Eh? It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? And that deserved news dropped earlier today. Look, Jared went 23 of 28. That's 81% passing, throwing for 559 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks, and that QBR, you ask? 94.1. That is some mighty fine quarterbacking, if I do say so myself. I'm going to take on some news and notes across the NFL, including some injuries in the NFC North, some tough luck for a couple of teams. And then in a little bit, we're going to talk about Robert Porsche. He was inducted into the Pride of the Lions last weekend. He spoke to the media. We're going to rock that out. And Dan Campbell was on Costa and Jansen this morning on 97.1 The Ticket. We'll take apart some of his comments as well. But let's start with injuries. The hits keep coming for the Minnesota Vikings, starting there. Now running back Aaron Jones is headed to the IR, joining J.J. McCarthy. Cam Akers returns. Jordan Mason will get the bulk of the action, though. But, I mean, you're down your quarterback and your running back for at least 4 weeks. Heading into this season, I was certainly concerned most about the Packers, and that was amplified by the addition of Micah Parsons. But I was still worried about the Minnesota Vikings. They have weapons. They won 14 games last year. And you think to yourself, maybe it's not fair to Sam, but like, how much of that was really Sam Darnold? Maybe more than I thought. At the moment, though, I mean, I'm less worried, I guess, but look, they still have Justin Jefferson, and he's still very scary. So the Vikings aren't down and out. They're just down. And it's not just the Vikings. The Packers, too. Jaden Reed is going to miss a bunch of time for Green Bay. There's no timetable, but he had surgery on two spots. He had a broken clavicle and a fractured foot. He'd been playing through, I believe, the fracture in the foot since camp, but after the clavicle broke, that was it. And Reed led the Packers in receptions and yards in each of the last two seasons. And Micah Parsons can't play wide receiver on offense. So there's that. I'm not knocking the Packers. I'm just saying there's only so much Micah Parsons can do to help you. Losing Jaden Reed for what will likely be the bulk of the season, if not the entire season, is brutal for the Packers. Are they still the best team currently right now this second in the NFC North? I think so. Can that change? Yes. Will it change? Probably. Will I tell you when? No. I don't know. There's been so much talk about the tush push lately. I mean, and beyond lately as well, but lately, right? And you know why? Probably because the Eagles used it 7 times last week and everybody else hates it. But Philly left tackle Jordan Mailata was on 94 WIP in Philadelphia on Tuesday, and he said this.
I understand it. I understand the outrage. What I don't understand is them using it as an excuse to why we won the game. I think it's incredibly disrespectful to our defense and our special teams who balled out.
Okay, look, nobody's disrespecting anybody. All right, that's a little dramatic, my friend. If you don't want people to talk about it helping you win games, don't use it 6 times. Just a piece of advice from your friend Zach. Do I think the tush push will last? No way. No way. The NFL is for sure going to get rid of this because nobody can stop it, which I think is dumb. Aren't we here for competition, evolution? No, we're not, apparently. It's like getting rid of the shift in baseball. That was dumb, too. What was the problem with the shift? I couldn't figure it out. Is that just how we work in life? We can't figure something out until we just quit? Say, well, you can't do that. I'm confused. Like, sign me up for that life. Where do I get in? Couldn't figure it out? Too f***ing bad, to quote my mother. Must I again remind you of what Tom Hanks said in A League of Their Own?
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Hell yeah. Best baseball movie ever. I don't care if that's a hot take or not. It never appears on any list ever, and so I have to balance it out by putting it on the top of mine. But look, it's supposed to be hard. The tush push, the shift. You are all cowards if you ban this too, just like the folks in Major League Baseball. Cowards. We're going to hear from Dan Campbell in just a couple of minutes, but I want to talk about Robert Porcher for a minute. As a kid that grew up mostly in the 90s and in a chunk of the 80s and a small part of the 2000s as well, I loved guys like Robert Porcher. Robert Porcher was and still is the man. 95 and a half sacks remains the Lions' career sack record. He led the team in sacks 8 times, 3 Pro Bowls. The dude is a stud. And people talk about the Lions as if they've been bad every step of the way, every second until 2 years ago. Have the Lions been pathetic for most of my life? Absolutely. Has it been pathetic the entire time? No, there were 2 other stretches where they made the playoffs multiple times. It's not enough. We want more. But it hasn't always been ass. It's not ass now, and it wasn't ass when I was a kid. Porcher comes into the league in 1992, which is a year after the last playoff win. Well, now the last playoff win was, what, against Tampa? But anyway, at the time, 91 was the mark. And in his 12-year career, he was on teams that went to the playoffs 5 times. 5. Kelvin and Stafford went to the playoffs 3 times. The current unit's done it twice so far. But please remember the Lions weren't always terrible. Have they mostly been really terrible? Yes. Not always. But it's great having Robert Porcher back in the fold on Sunday, getting his blue jacket, entering the pride of the Lions where he should be.
I'm just humble, happy, and always good to be a part of this organization. It's been now 33 years since I came here, and still getting noticed, and you guys are still sometimes wanting to listen, so that's always a good thing. So it is good to be here, and I'm happy that now my kids are here. They're all adults. You know, when I retired, my youngest right there was 5, So she really didn't remember any of this, but now she gets to experience it. So my parents are still here, and that's just a blessing.
I can't believe it's been 33 years since he was drafted by the Lions. 33 years. And by the way, I know this is like a listening podcast. I guess all podcasts are listening podcasts. Anyway, he looks fantastic. Hasn't aged a day. Looks like he could still probably play a couple of snaps. And there's one thing about Robert Porcher, which is true with most athletes, but some don't want to say it. Some are afraid to say it. But it's all about confidence. The question here was, as like a competitive dude, was he fueled by watching teammates get inducted into the Pride before he did? Short answer, no.
Well, I knew it was going to happen. It better to happen. But, you know, it was just one of those things. Everybody who went in recently before me is well-deserved. There are some other guys that are, you know, deserving of it too. But, you know, today is my turn, and that's all we're doing is worrying about Robert today.
Before we go any further, can we just reflect on all we are doing is worrying about Robert today? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I love it. And he earned it. He's a G. I mentioned those five playoff teams of which Porcher was a part. Dude had some legendary teammates and certainly the attention of the fans.
Oh, it's always great to, you know, hang out with the guys. Last night at the dinner, it was mostly about them, you know, me thanking them for what they've meant, because no one gets these jackets alone. And I'm well aware of that. So I just really wanted to make last night about them. But today, it'll be about our fans today. So, you know, those are the groups that has really helped and inspired me. And I just want to take this time and platform and just thank all of them. Our fans are great fans. I really enjoyed all the cheers. They'll let you know when you're doing things right. But I had some times now and I got a lot of boos. But I'm not afraid of tough love, you know, so it's great that I think somebody asked me the other day, so you don't get tired of people coming up and saying things. I was like, well, it could have been the other way where they just walk past me and say, you suck. So they don't say that. So I think everything has worked out okay.
Note to self, Robert Porcher does not suck. Got it. Speaking of those teammates, though, he's not kidding. Legends.
Except for Calvin, I played with everybody else. So Jason Hansen and I came in together. You know, I was the first pick. Jason was the second. Herman was the pick the year before I came. Barry was there. Of course, he's Barry Sanders. And then Chris Billman was our captain. He was, you know, my guy. So I played with him my first 5 years. So it's Ann Lomas also. So it's always great to be with those guys. But I have a personal relationship with all of them just because we played together. So that's good. And then Coach Fonts, Wayne Fonts, surprised me and came in last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, man, and that just, oh my God, that just made the night that he came in from Tampa. And then, of course, I had to tell some stories about Coach Fonts last night and how he was and how he loved Barry. And we just had a great time last night.
That's the who's who of Detroit Lions in my lifetime, minus Calvin. Herman Moore, Barry Sanders, Jason Hansen, Chris Spielman, Lomas Brown, Robert Porcher. I mean, those teams were so much fun. They're a huge part of the reason I grew up loving football, going to games at the Silverdome with my dad. The football you grew up around does so much to determine what kind of football fan you're going to be, and those mid-90s Lions teams were just so much fun to watch. So congrats to Robert Porcher, the newest member of the Pride, totally deserved. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Dan Campbell right here on 4D and the MC. Stick around. And now, more 4D and the MC. So usually we go inside the headset, right? But today Dan was on the radio with Costa and Jansen, as he is every Wednesday at 8 a.m. And he had some interesting things to say, as, you know, he usually does. Dan was asked about the week one to week two improvement when it comes to both Ratledge and Mahogany. But instead, Dan answered for the whole offensive line and really the whole offense in general.
Man, it was the fundamentals, man. It was, I thought we were all on point. It helps, you know, because everything's verbal. You can hear, but yet... there's so much of this that's just about working through the kinks. But their fundamentals, their technique, their landmarks, they're running off the football, man. They're anchoring in pass pro. They're passing off twist. So it was good, man. It's a step in the right direction, you know. So that's what you're looking for, is just constant growth. And it doesn't all have to happen in 1 week, and I don't expect it to. None of us do. But just steady, constant growth.
The Lions offense played so well on Sunday, and that doesn't happen without a jump start from the offensive line. Big steps by Ratledge, big steps by Mahogany, and a big deal having Taylor Decker. Absolutely. And then look, Jared Goff wins Offensive Player of the Week. Alone? No. Offensive line, shout out. But then you wonder, okay, they can do it at home. We saw that. Awesome. But can they do it in Baltimore on Monday night?
Just like we did Green Bay, we do what everybody does, right? We bring out 38 speakers and we park them about 10 feet behind us and then on the sides and way in the back. And so you can't hear. And so you force that environment anyway. But, you know, I'm going to be on high alert, on point. We're going to make sure that's going. But if there's any inkling of we targeted wrong, I didn't hear this, I didn't do, we'll just start the whole period over and do it until we get it right. Because that'll always kind of create some urgency there. And I don't expect that to happen, but we'll make sure that we're good.
There will be no room for error on Monday. Not that there really is ever in the NFL, but small things can turn into big things against a good team like the Ravens, and it can happen quickly. And I know that all teams do this. I've seen this happen in person with the big speakers. It's actually pretty crazy to watch. You only can simulate so much. Just like they talk about in the NFL, how much you only can simulate game speed, and that's true in other sports as well. When guys are hurt, they rehab, they come back. But until they see the field of play and that speed again, or if they're rookies and they meet the NFL speed first, then they understand. And until then, they don't. All that said, I expect better offensive line play than I got in Green Bay. Fair. Sometimes a player just, like, refuses to be ignored, and currently that person is Isaac Tesla.
The more guys you have that you can lean on and have a skill set, you know, one of the things we like about him is, you know, okay, you're seeing he's got an opportunity to make some plays. He's made some plays, but he'll also mix it up in the run game. He's a big guy. He's physical. He's not afraid to go in there. So, and he's pretty smart, you know. Now, we don't want to put too much on him. But yet, man, he's, you know, we got to get him more involved, and we will. We're going to put him out there. But that only helps St. Brown. It helps JMO. It helps Gibbs. It helps LaPorta. It only helps. So at some point, there's going to be somebody that's going to draw one-on-one, and that person's got to win. So it's good to see him get better. We're going to use him a little bit more here. But we're still going to use everything we've got, too. I mean, Leaf's a part of this, and, you know, we get Vaki back this week. We like where we're at.
Very curious to see about Vaki. But look, I'm not suggesting the Lions were intentionally ignoring Tesla, but the dude just keeps charging his way deeper and deeper into the game plan. And I am absolutely here for it. Yeah, he only has two catches, but they were both circus catches. One of them was really good timing, though the refs made a really big mistake. And look, Dan says, if somebody gets a one-on-one and they got to win, okay, I'll take JMO to win that battle. I'll take Amon-Ra to win that battle. I'll take LaPorta to win that battle. I'll take Gibbs out of the backfield to win that battle. I'll take Tesla to win that battle. The more weapons you have, the more dangerous you become, the more unpredictable you can be. It's a wonderful thing. Where do the Lions need to improve most on Monday? My original thought was run defense, but that's not what Dan said.
You know, when you really look in the totality of the team, and what transpired was, man, we had a lot of missed opportunities off of takeaways. I mean, our defense, you get two takeaways and two fourth down stops, and we only come away with, you know, really 14 points off of that, or excuse me, 10. That's not good enough. And so that was my point to the team is, man, we cannot, and one of those was in plus territory. We have to capitalize on those. We do. When the defense gives you that and fights and scratches and claws to get a takeaway, you've got to turn those into points. So that's where we can be a lot better, and we're going to have to be a lot better.
That's absolutely correct. Again, they can do better against the run. They're going to have to do better against the run. We're going to talk about Lamar and Derrick Henry together in a second, which is just a nightmare. But two scores, 10 points on four turnovers. I mean, a turnover on downs is a turnover. It's not a sudden change necessarily, but 10 points on four turnovers, one in plus territory, the Lions could have won by 40. The Lions could have won by 50. They got to keep the machine cranking, the turnover machine, but they have to turn it into something. Turnovers are a great stat, but a better stat is points off of turnovers. In week one, the Lions were pretty good at stopping the run. Not as great in week two. In week three, they're going to see Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Yay!
There's no easy task here. Let's not forget, they got skill now on the perimeter. They got some receivers. They got a tight end. This old line will come off the ball. But it does start with Lamar and that runner, man. And he's a load. What they do a lot of shifts. They do motions. There's a lot of, you know, read run out of it or the illusion. There's play pass. There's boots. So this is, you know, look, our defense has got their hands full. And I think more than anything, what you see a lot of is even the teams that play them pretty well, man, they do well, 3 yard, 3 yard, 3 yard. All of a sudden, there goes a 60 yarder. If you don't stay disciplined for 60 minutes, you know, you make one false move at some point in the game, it'll cost you because, you know, when Henry gets going downhill and there's an open gap and you don't stop him before he hits the line of scrimmage or make him move his feet, he's dangerous. So, man, we got to be disciplined, and we have to have population of the football. We're going to have all 11 scream into the football no matter where it is. I mean, that's what you have to do to contain this offense, and we got to find a way to get a takeaway.
The Lions are going to have their hands full with Lamar and with Derrick Henry, but everybody's going to have their hands full with them. The Lions aren't special. So what do they do? We're going to talk about Davenport in a second, but regardless of Davenport's status, will we see more Al-Qadeen Muhammad? He got great pressure in week two, had a sack, looks far more active than a healthy Davenport. Can the Lions get pressure? Do we see more from Hutch? And if Tyreek keeps playing the way that he's been playing, Detroit will at least give themselves a shot to win. But containment, I love population of the football. All hands on deck. Red alert. Whatever. DEFCON, pick your, is it the big number? DEFCON 1 is bad. DEFCON 10 is bad. I don't know. All right, one more here. Speaking of Al-Qadeen and getting pressure, anything new with Marcus Davenport?
Nothing new there. I mean, I'm probably not going to know till the end of the week. But as far as depth, we're good. We're in a pretty good place here. You know, we made some acquisitions, Brad did, you know, right out of camp. So we're pretty good depth-wise here. But we'll know more at the end of the week.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but they didn't make moves after camp. Or is he talking about Tyrus Wheat and his zero career starts while appearing in 20 out of a possible 34 games across two seasons for the Cowboys who weren't very good? If I told you that Dan would have said, we made some additions after camp, you'd have said, great, they signed Za'Darius. No, they didn't. It didn't have to be him, but you've left yourself incredibly thin here. Is there something I don't understand? Is one of these guys made out of Teflon and indestructible? We know it's not Davenport. We know it's not Hutchinson. I don't get it. I mean, how much against Lamar and Zay and that offensive line and Derrick Henry and you pick your poison do you think Tyrus Wheat is going to get done? No offense to the young man. But Dan says they're comfortable. They're comfortable. I'm not trying to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. Anyway, thanks again to my friends Jim Costa and John Jansen over at 97.1 The Ticket. You can catch Dan Campbell every Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. on 97.1 The Ticket and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. And if you haven't done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. That sort of thing is a big algorithm booster, trying to grow the feed and bring in more quality Lions content. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.